Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, get yourself out of the way from here, man. What is wrong with you? Don't you put your stubby damn hand over here. No, you did not. Don't show yourself back. You better got back. I don't know what's wrong with you, stupid people. You got back now. Y'all going to got back now. Oh, no, I don't like that. Who do you think he's talking to? I'm talking to you, sucker. Joker. Darn Joker, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. You ain't talking to me. Joker, I'm talking to you. I tell you what. You know what? Cut yourself. You know what you want to do? Cut yourself back. What you want to do? Man, why you be doing it all the time, man? Why you always hollering and saying that and going on? You got yourself back. Don't tell me why I be doing something. Ain't y'all ready to play? I tell you what, man. Any y'all gonna play this game with me, and y'all ain't gonna be criticizing me. I'm telling you, y'all don't got that. Y'all don't got that. Y'all ain't gonna be criticizing me, man. I ain't playing that, Jack. Man, Mr. Gotcha, man, chill out, man. You know what? Don't you tell you. You know, don't you tell me nothing. You know what? I'm gonna go get my nephew. You know what? You ain't. What? Nothing, Gotcha, man. Why you all in my face, man? Why you all in my face? You know what? Y'all better got back. Sit down. Got yourself down. You got down. I better sit down right now. Is y'all ready? Let's go. I got the chips ready right here. They ready right here. Let's get this thing rolling. Who got my darn dice, man? When of y'all suckers trying to take my dice home last night? One of y'all trying to take my dice home. You know what? My nephew told me y'all trying to take my, one of y'all taking my dice. Where my damn dice at, man? Man, Gotcha, man. Look, man, I ain't got your dice, man. You know what, man? Somebody got my damn dice. Somebody better give me my dice. You better call them up right now. I ain't playing this. Hey, man, I seen you. You was the last one with the dice. You know what? My damn dice. Give me them now. Give me my dice right now. Okay, I thought it was somebody else's stuff. You know what? Get yourself back. You know what? Security, get him. You got out of here. Got your ass out of here. Got out of here now. Earn, Gotcha, man. Why you acting like that, man? Just calm down, man. Ain't this some good music, man, you listening to? Why you showing that? Why you flipping out, man? Why you flipping out, man? I mean, I thought your brother Mr. Snap be doing a lot of flipping, man. Why you flipping out? What? Get yourself away from me. And you, get yourself away from me, you. Yourself away. You don't tell me how to run. Don't tell me how to run. Don't tell me how to run this. Run the table. Now I'm running casino tables a doggone night. Who don't like it? Yourself back. Man, good gracious, man. You be spitting on people, man. You know what? Don't you tell me. I'm gonna tell you what. My nephew told me to come here and run this tonight. You keep on playing, I'm going to go get my nephew. Oh, no, y'all want him to go get it. Y'all don't want him to go get Keno. Y'all want him to go get Keno, man. Y'all want him to go get him. Oh, man, I am. Watch yourself. You're a disgusting Negro, too. Just belching right there in my face. Oh, I should have knocked you silly. Bet you, I'll tell you what, you do something else like that, I'll take my taser and stick it in your mouth and electrocute you, and then you, the next time when you get ready to belch, you'll take the next time before you belch in front of somebody else's face. You won't belch in nobody else's face. The next thing you'll do, you'll be thinking about that electricity you tasting, you stupid fuck. So is everyone ready? Everybody ready? Everybody ready? Okay, everybody ready. All right.
Yeah, man, I want to bet, I want to bet about.
You know what? Cut yourself. You don't want to be at my table. You know what? Security, get him out of here. Man, I didn't do nothing. No, I seen you just snort something right here and think you will drop him back and you're going to be in here. You know what? Cut yourself out of here. Security, go get him.
Hey man, who is that man? I don't know man. Hey, keep playing, man. Keep playing, man. Keep playing. Keep playing, man. Come on, man. Hey, yo, how much y'all bet, man? How much y'all bet, man? Yeah, man. Hey, how much y'all bet, man? You know what, man? You know what? Y'all better pay attention over here. Don't pay attention to no ladies in this place. I'm running the table tonight. Y'all ain't gonna pay attention. I'm taking y'all stuff away from here now. I'm telling you right now. Oh, that's nasty. Hey, yo, man. Hey. How much you gonna bet? Fellas, how much y'all gonna bet? I want to bet, 200. On table, on 9 right there. What you want to bet? I want to bet, $300 on 10. And then what you want to bet? I want to bet about $50.
You know what, man? You bet the lowest thing. Count yourself. You got to put up something more than that.
Man, that's all I got right there. I ain't got nothing else.
You know what? Somebody better put some more chips to that, because I'm not going to let nobody play this game like that. You know what? Fucking Harry, you need to sit down. No, you didn't. You know what? I told Bridget I didn't want to come here if you was going to be running this game tonight, Mr. Gotcha. I told Bridget that I didn't want to come here if you was going to be here. I done took my shoes off. My feet resting in here right now. My shoes is off and I smell something. That means that I'm feeling lucky. When my feet start smelling, I'm going to tell you something right now, Mr. Gotcha. You better not be here. Look, man, you don't tell me. You know, I'm going to go get my nephew, man. We'll get my nephew here. Well, what y'all want to do?
Man, I just want to bet and play the game, man. Why y'all just, man, come on, man. Why y'all playing the game, man? Y'all been playing this game, man. Man, look, hey, man, y'all ready? Hey, y'all better come on. I'm ready.
Somebody better roll the dice, because I'm getting fed up. I'm getting bothered right now. Y'all better get it going. All right, take the dice. I won that jack. I won that right there, man. I won that right there, Jack.
Yeah. You ain't gotta be bumping and bragging in my face like that.
I'm gonna be bragging in your face, man. I just wanted that. Alright. So what you want? What? You can't put that money down on the table tonight, man. And I'm going to this all I got. That's all I got. That's all I got. That's all I got. You know what? You better be glad my name is Mr. Cox. If I'm not even Mr. Cox, I'm going to tell you right now, you would not get this tape. I'll hit you up. I'm gonna wish you luck. You go next. You get the dice up. You get the dice now, man. What you doing? Man, you ain't gotta be snapping at me like that, neither, man. I don't like when you people snap at me. You know what? You better throw a coat on dice, man.
Hey, I'm gonna put my shoes back on.
come and sit down. I'm gonna take my shoes off the chair. Look at this.
What the freak is going on in this place? Yeah, first man, all I know is I heard the creatures building, man. I'm about to get, I'm saying, yo, I ain't even gonna go to the camera station, man. I'm about to get into the camera station. Hey, man, hey, man, I'm saying, I believe you bad luck, man. Hey, yo, you bad luck, man. I'm saying, hey, yo, you bad luck. Hey, yo, man, you bad luck. Hey, that girl, Chris, you might hate me. She bad luck. Hey, yo, bad luck. Hey, man, what you fucking about? Hey, yo, man, y'all go over the lights, man. Hey, what you bet? I'm a bet she drinks.
Hey,
man,
where
this is live in Sandy Avenue and Casino Keto, man. A freak, man. Hey, what your name is? Hey, what's your name? What's your name? What's your name? You like the way my breath smells?
Thank you. do, man? What did I do? Man, you know what? Damn it, man. I'm trying to win me some money tonight, man. I'm going to tell you something right now, man. Hey, look, I got to pay my... Hey, look, man. Hey, man, I got to pay my insurance, man. I need some money, man. I came in with $100. You know what I mean? I just won $2,000, man. That annoying woman was in here. Her name was Creature, man. And I'm... Hey, man, you mixed their names up, man. You better stop that. Man, you better stop, man. You mixed up next. Well, LaQuanda, man, you stuttering and stuff, man. You wouldn't know how to say that name. Man, you know what, man? They just made me nervous, man. When I get around a lot of loud people, man, I get nervous. Man, but look, man, look, you're good, man. I think that's the trail you got. What? It's a trail. Okay. Yeah, it is, man. It's a trail that you got to talk about there. Oh, dude, man, I got a trail. Oh, dude. Yeah, sir, you just won $30,000, man. Oh, shoot, man, I won $30,000. Oh, no, man. Hey, man, what's up with that dude over there training, man? I guess he must not have had a lot of money when he first came in. Man, I gotta find me somebody next. What you talking about? Man, somebody in here making a lot of money on tables tonight, man. Oh, nah, man, you ain't gonna do what I think you gonna do. What you talking about? Am I gonna do what? Man, look, man, you drunk, man. You talking about you wanna do something? Man, you just fell there. Hey, don't worry about that. I'm fine. Put fingers in my face. I'll tell you how many I see. Put them in front of my face. How many things do you see there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I see 10 of them. I see them all right there. So what are you going to do? Well, that crowd got stuck in that taser. And I hit that dude with that wall. We hit the wrong dude with the ball gun. Can't get Chuck in here. Oh, yeah. Where you going, man? Where you going? Where you getting ready to go? I told you that's it, Chuck Harry. Man, but hold on, man. Look, last time you was here, man, you did something, and we got in trouble, man. What are you going to do this time? You know, everybody always think I'm going to do something, and I say I'm just going to go somewhere. But I always got to be getting ready to do something. I ain't going to do nothing to nobody. All I want to do is go there, and I'm going to ask Chuck Harry a question. Man, I don't trust you, man, because... And I seen that dude riding out a few minutes ago talking about somebody do something, he's going to beat him across the head and smash their head in a big gigantic cake right there that's on the table if they start acting crazy. Like, man, I don't think you better do it tonight. You don't tell me what I can do. I'm not going to do that, man. And then today, I go over there, and I'm going to find somebody to take me to go to and get. Even if they don't reach out the area, somebody going to get got tonight. And so, man, you knew you was going to do it. I said, what I didn't think you was going to do, man. I knew you was going to do that. I show where I am. I'm getting ready to go find somebody else to get. Man, why you going to try to go mess with somebody else, man? Didn't you get enough for what you had to do with that brother down there?
What you gonna get rid about? I was just singing one of my songs. I made a song. I sang the blues. You wanna hear me say, I don't give a rat about nothing. I don't give a rat about nothing. That's a weird song, but whatever works for you, sir. Whatever works for you. Whatever works for you, sir. Yeah, I don't give a rant about that. All right, sir, so you ready? Yeah, I am. I'm ready right now. I'm ready to So how much you gonna bet? I told you I want to put $50,000 on We're gonna do it, sir. We're gonna pick them up, pick the dice up, and everything good, everything right. So, Mr. Jack, how's things been going? I haven't seen you in a while. Come to you. Well, you know, I just made this $100,000 promotion I got, and I got a work promotion, and I decided I'll come in here and play me a little bit of, see if I can get me a little bit of chips on the in the casino tonight. All right, well, I'm gonna leave you to it. All right. Seven. Winner. Yes. I won $100,000. I won. I won $50,000 more. Oh yeah. Getting ready to. I'm gonna go out and get me out of here. Get ready about that. Okay. Ready about that. Yeah, can I cast this turn? You ready to cast it? You get ready to go cast it right now. You get ready to go to the door, knock on the door, okay? You have a nice night, sir. Enjoy the rest of your stay out here. It's a nice, wonderful city. And enjoy the hotel and the casino. I'm gonna get rid of that. I got your chips. I'm sorry. They're sorry. They're your chips right there. They're your chips. I'm sorry. Phyllis, right there at the door. They're knocking at this time right now. I don't like being disturbed when I'm in here counting money, Phyllis. Who is the door? Yes, can we help you? Yes, I like to cash any chips right here. I won $50,000 more chips. Put $50,000 in. Okay, all right, we're doing. Yeah, how you doing? I am casino club owner. I heard you, this was a smooth night. The night was smooth. Yeah, everything was smooth except, fella had something. He apologized and gave me back the chips. Oh, wait a minute. What fella bumped into you? He bumped into me. I think he was mumbling something, and he don't give a rear on that. Oh yeah, boss, I seen him earlier. He was singing his song. He made a song. He said he made a song. What? That's a stupid sounding darn song. I tell you that. I tell you what right now. If I wouldn't know my shit working right now, I'm gonna get my daughter bad and whoever made a song like that, they deserve to get hit across their head with my daughter bad. I tell you that. I tell you what. They deserve to get hit across their head with my daughter bad. I'm telling you that. Made a phone call, they don't give a real about nothing. What? You know what I hey. You know what I'm saying? Come and turn the camera off. Yeah, cause I'm about to leave. I gotta leave cause I have a business meeting in the morning and I got a flight to be on in the morning, so I'm gonna go and leave. All right, well come back and visit again. Remember, it ain't a casino if it ain't Casino Keno. The night went too smooth. It was too quiet. I don't trust what happened. So, let's go ahead and turn on this camera. And you know what? It's time for me to take my glaucoma medicine and show you. I'm going back. The quarterback got some new writing on it. I believe everybody is what I did. I done decided to write people's name on my bat, on my daughter's bat every time so they clear out of here. Tell you what, fellas, let me tell you right now. I wish I could have found somebody to put their head in that cake and beat their head with my daughter's bat. Because I'm telling you, I want that cake to sit there and go to bed. Because this is a celebration tonight, and I wanted to throw somebody's face in that cake and beat him with my daughter back. I thought somebody was going to act up tonight, but they didn't. But you know, I don't know. I ain't going to say that. I ain't going to put that past that. I'm going to, I want y'all to bring up, put up the camera. I want to see if anything went out of hand tonight. Because I tell you what, I got my daughter bed and I got that cake over there at that table right there, and I'm waiting to see if anybody's still out. I need some action tonight. Excuse me, action. Hey, Carlton. I know I flipped out a few minutes ago, but I'm telling you something. I ain't got no action yet. But I see that all them women just came in here. All them women came in here at one time. I had to get my daughter fat out of talk to them. They were all drunk and unruly. You know what? I wanted them to go to the casino table. And you know what? Mr. Gossi said they got over there and they just got crazy. I said, well, I thought I'd use my daughter fat and I ain't gonna hit no woman with no fat now. And I tell you what? Hey, I tell you when I calmed it down when I was putting my daughter, when I put my daughter fat up in there, like, you know. Oh, you see this? Okay. Yeah, that was like the 90s, David, and Cassidy in 2006.
Oh, he didn't. You know what? And he's the one that knocked that guy down.
the same suckers that were sitting down with their mama go. I'm gonna get my daughter back. I'm about to get you back, open down, off that casino table box.
I don't get red by night. Man, sir, that is a very annoying song. Why are you singing that? I told you that's my song. I don't get red by that. Are you ready to put to the test? Yeah. I want to bet $300 on that. That's where I want to die. That's what I'm about. Are you ready to shake the dice?
Yeah, I'm ready. You gave me a check. I'm getting ready to shake the dice right now. I'm gonna take the dice right now.
that knows this guy doesn't want to be in our ads.
What can I help you find?
Looking for hinges.
Oh, come this way.
We help him anyway.
What's it like to be in good hands? Like finding new ways to be taken care of.
Home, car, life insurance, obviously. Oh.
But with added touches you can't get everywhere else, like claim-free rewards.
Or safe driving bonus checks.
Oh, yes. Even a claim satisfaction guarantee. In means protection plus unique extras. Only from an expert Allstate agent.
It's good to be in good hands.
Somewhere underneath all that bacony, bourbony, crispy oniony goodness, there's a turkey having the best day of his entire life.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Any beverage connoisseur will tell you that real Kentucky bourbon has an excellent mouthfeel. Well, consider this, beverage connoisseur. What kind of mouth feelings would happen if Arby's made sauce with real Kentucky bourbon and put it on brown sugar bacon? How would your mouth feel about that? Your mouth feel pretty good?
Arby's, we have the meat.
Arby's has looked far and wide, farm and field, but there's just no such thing as a brown sugar pig. Trust Arby's on this one. Suppose we'll just have to make brown sugar bacon the hard way, hand sprinkling that sweet magic all over this thick-cut bacon. How would you even get a brown sugar pig? Cross a brown pig with a... like a gummy bear?
Arby's, we have the meat.
Sweet, crispy brown sugar bacon on a sweet, fluffy King's Hawaiian bun. 0 out of 5 dentists recommend Arby's new King's Hawaiian Brown Sugar Bacon BLT.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Arby's new brown sugar bacon half-pound club is sort of misleading. The half-pound refers only to the weight of the roast turkey and pit-smoked ham. The bacon makes it much heavier.
Arby's, we have the meat.
That's what I'm talking about.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Look at this bacon. Seems like something you've enjoyed before. But look closer. Is that brown sugar you see? Melting into a sweet crackly glaze? Yes, your eyes were right. It's Arby's brown sugar bacon. And what are those? Sandwiches? Oh, buddy, what's the occasion? Some sort of sandwich party? Go bacon! Go bacon! Go bacon! Go!
Arby's, we have the meat.
Perhaps if chickens bothered to fly, they'd have more meat on those wings. Until then, Arby's will dip this in buffalo sauce.
Arby's, we have the meat.
We owe a lot to buffaloes. Pretty pictures in 8th grade history books. A city in New York. A zesty sauce for chicken. And now, Arby's new buffalo chicken sandwich. So next time you see a buffalo out there, thank it. From a safe distance, they're not as nice as you'd hope.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Arby's has put a lot of effort into their new chicken. But don't worry, the other meats are fine. They're all still here. Arby's would never become a chicken-only restaurant. Who would go to a place that sold only chicken? What an amusing, unrealistic idea. A chicken fillet place. What would they call it? Chicken Town?
Arby's, we have the meat.
Man, Arby's chicken sandwiches have really let themselves go. They barely fit on the bun anymore. Someone should say something.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Right now, you can get 2 Arby's Euros for just $6. That's a Euro for the hand that does stuff well, and a Euro for the hand that tries
but can't.
Arby's, we have the meat.
All good things must come to an end. Books, naps, sandwiches. But at Arby's, you can put off the end with 2 euros for $6. Pita bread, 2 times. Twice as long with tzatziki sauce. But when the second euro ends, don't act sad. You knew this was coming. You knew the euros would end eventually.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Sandwich proprietor Arby's has officially teamed up with E-League.
Anyone hear that? No, it's like a beeping. There, listen. It's faster now.
What? Looks like it's time to invest in a defuse kit.
Arby's, we have the meat.
If you, like Arby's, are a big E-League fan, you gotta try Arby's 13-hour smokehouse brisket sandwich. Hickory smoked beef brisket, topped with smoky Gouda cheese, piled with crispy onions, shot with something called a deagle, slathered with, I want to say that was some kind of sauce, and sandwiched between what is now basically bun dust.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Ever since Arby's partnered with E-League, all our food keeps blowing up. So why should we waste our time describing those cute little seasoned curls? They're twisty, crispy outsides. They're twisty, soft insides. Insides.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Now that Arby's and E-League are brothers in CSGO, we'd like to take a moment to announce that...
Ah!
What is going on? Rush me! Rush me! Rush me! Ah! Too real! It's too real! Too real. Arby's is really starting to second-guess his partnership!
Arby's, we have the meat.
Arby's Italian meatball sub should come with 4 meatballs, but if you get 5, that's a little gift just for you, like that lone curly fry in your potato cakes.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Picture, if you will, 2 Italian sandwiches at Arby's. One sporting a row of hefty Italian seasoned meatballs, aptly named the Italian meatball. The other loaded with 11 Italian ingredients, aptly named the Loaded Italian. Both are oddly appropriately named, coming from a place that is something called a Jamocha shake.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Introducing Loaded Curly Fries. Arby's has a brand new salad.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Good news! Now you can stop bringing your own ranch, bacon pieces, and cheds to Arby's. You technically weren't ever allowed to do that, by the way.
Arby's, we have the meat.
If your child ever asks you where do sandwiches come from, tell them the truth. Look them straight in the eyes and tell them, sandwiches come from Arby's. And if they ask where the Loaded Italian and its many meats come from, kindly respond. What part of Arby's didn't you understand, Giuseppe? The new Loaded Italian sandwich.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Now that Buffalo Chicken Sliders are on the menu, Arby's just became your new favorite sports bar. Especially if you don't like TVs. Or alcohol!
Arby's, we have the meat.
You can't ask Arby's to pick a favorite slider. That's like asking us to pick which one of our kids we want to eat.
Arby's, we have the meat.
This is USDA Choice Top Round Angus Steak.
on a sandwich.
Arby's, we have the meat.
This is where Arby's bacon comes from.
It's both thick-cut and peppery.
Both peppery and succulent.
Both succulent and smoky.
Both smoky and bacon.
Both bacon and on a sandwich.
Arby's, we have the meat.
If you haven't tried Arby's deli-style fork-tender corned beef, perhaps it's because you're not a corned beef fan. We suggest you rethink your stance.
This is not a time to be stubborn.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Cows are not born with a smoke ring on their brisket.
We smoke our brisket for at least 13 long hours, all for the sake of a smoke ring.
Why would we do that? What is our meat agenda?
Arby's, we have the meat.
Marinated 100% whole turkey breast meat.
If you're not putting this turkey on a sandwich, you are not making this turkey sandwich.
You are making a mistake.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Thank you.
You can see that's an increase of this company.
Xbox on. This is an invitation to a new generation.
Go to Titanfall.
Where your games and entertainment are no longer separated.
Go to Star Trek Into Darkness.
But together, in one.
Xbox, answer.
Did you see that?
This is an invitation from the all-in-one Xbox One.
Objective. Blah, 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 secret base.
I am an enemy.
Boring, boring.
Ow.
Tired of the same old shooters?
Come on, sweet baby.
Oh, yeah. Rated M for mature.
Don't touch that, Larry. Larry, don't touch that. Larry! What'd I just say, Larry?
You and this army, Clash of Clans. Download for free.
A perfect day.
Drink sangria in the park. And then later,
when it gets dark,
we go home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me
Stuck in the wrong game? At Vol.com, you'll always find the right game for you. Like SingStar.
Your friends become legendary. Game of War. Download for free from the App Store.
What are you guys playing?
Supposed to be playing Game of War, but this one player keeps kicking my ass.
Is it the Legend 27?
Yeah, the Legend 27.
Who is the Legend 27?
Some say the Legend 27 is the first Game of War player ever, born from fire.
I heard the Legend 27 can hurl a boulder further than a catapult.
I heard the Legend 27 once defeated an entire army with a single blow. But the worst part is, just when you think you're safe, just when you think you might escape,
wham!
Just like that.
What? No.
That's impossible.
The Legend 27 has captured my hero.
Mine too.
Aw, oh, you guys, I'm sure it's not that bad.
You have no idea what just happened.
I might have some idea.
Game of War. Play for free from the App Store.
Okay, orders from HQ. Attack that flamethrower.
This is a great plan. Maybe even an amazing plan.
Great plan. This is the best plan ever.
You guys are on fire. HQ says we should try something new. Attack those machine guns.
I don't know how, but somehow they came up with an even better plan.
I totally agree. Running straight at the flamethrower was genius, but this is even more genius.
Okay, you guys are getting shot up pretty bad. HQ wants to try something else. Run through that minefield.
They did it! They topped that last plan! Incredible!
I couldn't believe it at first either, but they have struck gold.
This plan is no good. Back to the flamethrowers.
I knew from the get-go this was the best plan.
Boom Beach, come with a plan or leave in defeat.
Ready for you now.
Just a second.
Everyone is playing League of Angels. What about you?
Who am I?
Sir!
They're coming.
The heavy artillery. Build now. Higher.
I'm the party pooper.
Mobile strike. Download and play now, free from the App Store.
Some smack-talking fool's been saying, Mr. T can't change the world of Warcraft. He ain't no computer hacker. Well, answer me this, suckers. How do you explain the Mohawk grenade?
Yeah, wherever I go, I'm making Warcraft look good.
So don't give me no back talk.
Try World of Warcraft free at Warcraft.com.
Find a Night Elf Mohawk in World of Warcraft and claim your Mohawk grenades.
Rated T for T.
I'm Mr. T and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. What's your game? I'm Mr. T and this is my Night Elf Mohawk.
Cut, T, there's no such thing as a Night Elf Mohawk.
Shut up, fool! Like I was saying, my Mohawk storms through mighty forests on his frost saber. My Mohawk...
T, it's a warrior, not a Mohawk.
Well, maybe Mr. T hacked the game and created a Mohawk class. Maybe Mr. T's pretty handy with computers. Has that occurred to you, Mr. Condescending Director? I'm Mr. T, and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. What's your game?
World of Warcraft. Try it free at TryWarcraft.com.
I'm sure you'd agree that
she's a star.
can call the police. Cause Shawty's killing it. And the song, she's feeling it. I love the way she rocks her hair. Candy coated, lip gloss on her lips. I'm talking lights, camera, action. Red carpet material. To look at you, girl, is to believe in miracles. And it don't really matter, baby, who you are. Cause at the end of the day, girl, you are the girl.
To the right, now move your body to the left, step right over left, bring it back,
come on, come
step
on,
step right over left, bring it back,
one more time,
now step right, slide to your right, now step right, slide to your left, hop up with it,
oh,
hop back with it,
oh,
step up, step back, to turn left with it,
come on.
Now move your body to your right, now move your body to the left. Over left, bring it back.
Come on, come
step
on.
Step right over left, bring it back.
She's a star. Hell, mama, hey, I can't give you all my brain. She's a star. Hell, mama, hey, I just have to know your name.
Hey, this is going out to Greenville and surrounding areas, baby.
Uh-oh, Big Moochie, baby.
Omen's MC. Hey, check this out. Hey, I got this new line dance hustle here, right? This is going out to Greenville and all the surrounding areas. You know, hardest hit a biker shuffle the upstate edition.
Walk it till your right. Now moving on up, now walk it till your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick with it, hop out in. Now kick with it, step to your right. Now slide with it, turn to your left with it. Walk it to your right. Now moving on up, now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick, with it, hop out in. Now kick, with it, step to your right. Now slide with it, turn to your left with it. Everybody love the swagger, how I do it. Made up a hustle, watch the world do it. Coming with a beat, move my feet to it. Put it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube it. Since I'm an omen, you best believe. Gotta hold it down for all my MCs. Now walk it to your right. Now moving on up. Now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick, with it, hop out in. Now kick, with it, step to your right. Now slide, with it, turn to your left, with it.
All right now. Y'all know what I'm about to do here, man. I'm about to call out all my clubs. Everybody to hold it down for the set out there in Greenville and upstate area. Y'all know we do this for people who represent for your boy. Hey, and don't get mad if I don't say y'all name. Y'all gonna have to blame that on Squirrel and Exotic. We got the Jokers, Rap, Regulators, MC. Fearless, Steelers, the Brothers, MC. We got Pound for Pound, Presidential Queens. Real recognized, real nasty dog, MC. Purple Rain, and all our riders. The Flint, the Queens, the Queens, and the Phenomenal Riders. Royal Divas, after dark riders. Baddest country boys, let's get it right. New life. And them chrome beauties, innocent divas, cause they made them teas. We got showstoppers, no limit riders, make side heavy hitters, slow down riders, bikers united, full blooded riders, ladies in track, K9 and rough riders, DOA, TSD and Showtime, true bikers, such a 20 side, we got concrete roads, diamond dealers, SC, touch the class, and hot boys, MC, pink dots.
Platinum, diamond, pearl. Hypnotic, diamond, envies, the pink pearl. Unique rollers, unique divas. Unique juice, united divas. Rollers, folks, rolling loaded riders. Steel wheel and motivation riders. We got Team Dynamics, 730 boys. Royal Dominion and Bad Boys. We got Carolina Candies, Candy Girls. Riders are doing Candy Rain, 730 girls. Backstreet Shorts, Black Cats MCs. First choice, next to none, chose a few MCs. We got Street Soldiers, Lady Duchess and Seats. Upstate Finance, Lady Chanel FCs. We got Judas of Color, Ecstasy Cats. Sacks on deck and fast cats. We got Swagger Inc., Woman Motor SC. Sassy Sisters, Mini Action SC. We got Part-Time Truckers, Crown Holders AC. True Platinum, Platinum Princess SC. Classy Couture, Banner Brothers SC. True Sisters and Boss Ladies. Now walk it to your right. Now moving on up, moving on up. Now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick with it, kick with it. Hop out in, now kick with it. Step to your right, now slide with it. Turn to your left. Get to your right. Now moving on up, moving on up. Now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick, with it, hop out in. Now kick, with it, step to your right. Now slide, with it, turn to your left. With it.
This is the great secret of life.
You've probably been sitting there wondering, what is the secret? I'll tell you how I have come to understand it. We all work with one infinite power. We all guide ourselves by exactly the same law. The natural laws of the universe are so precise that we don't even have any difficulty building spaceships. We can send people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. I don't care if you're an Indian, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, Stockholm, or London, or Toronto, or Montreal, or New York. We're all working with one power. One law. It's attraction. The secret is the law of attraction. Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life. And it's attracted to you by virtue of the images you're holding in your mind. It's what you're thinking. You see, whatever is going on in your mind, you're attracting to you. Now, wise people have always known that. You can go right back to the ancient Babylonians. They've always known this. It's a small, select group of people. Why do you think that 1% of the population earns around 96% of all the money that's being earned? Do you think that's an accident? It's no accident. It's designed that way. They understand something. They understand the secret. And you are being introduced to the secret.
Hello and welcome. I'm Bob Proctor, and I am really proud and very pleased to be part of The Secret. You see, The Secret literally changed my life around 45 years ago, and for the past 38 years, I have traveled all over the world helping people understand The Secret. The law of attraction is always working. You can never escape it. Everything that comes into your life, you're attracting into your life. And you see, as we understand the secret, then we can sit down and dictate exactly what we want to come into our life. And with absolute certainty, it will arrive. Let's stop and think of who we are, what we are. You see, I said I am Bob Proctor. The truth is I'm not really Bob Proctor. Bob and Proctor are two words. That's my name. But it's not me. I might look at myself and say, this is me. But this isn't Bob Proctor. This isn't me either. You've never heard anybody phone in to work and say, body's not coming in today, it's sick. You've never heard anyone say, am hand. We say, my hand, my name, my job. These are things we have, but it's not me. See, I am a soul, a spirit, non-physical, and I live in this physical body. And I have the ability to dictate the vibration that my mind and body will be in. You see, vibration is a law of the universe. This entire universe operates by law. There are no accidents. And vibration decrees, the law of vibration, that we literally live in an ocean of motion. Absolutely nothing rests. Everything moves. Everything's vibrating at one speed or another. And we can move into a positive or a negative vibration. We use the word feeling to describe the conscious awareness of the vibration we're in. If you hear a person say, I'm not feeling very well, what they're really saying is, I am in a negative vibration. When you hear a person say, I feel so good, what they're really saying is, I'm in a positive vibration. Now, do you know, when you're in a negative vibration, the only energy you can attract to you is like energy. You're going to attract negative situations into your life. When you're in a positive vibration, the only thing you can attract into your life are things that are in harmony with you, positive things. So let's think about this for a moment. Our body is a molecular structure. It's a mass of molecules and a very high speed of vibration. Mind is movement, and body is the manifestation of that movement. You and I have the conscious ability to choose the images that we're going to hold in our mind. We tap into an infinite source of supply, and we choose our thoughts. We can pick up other people's thoughts, or we can originate thoughts. And when we bring those thoughts together, we create ideas. I can create an idea in my mind of myself having anything I want. And then as I take that idea and impress it upon my subconscious mind, which is universal intelligence, I not only affect my body, but I affect this entire universe. Now I know that most of us have such a small picture, a small image of ourselves, that we have a difficult time believing that we would actually affect the entire universe. But we do. Do you know that thought waves are cosmic waves that penetrate all time and space? And when I think something, I control the vibration I'm in. And when I control the vibration I'm in, I control what I attract into my life. If I want greater wealth, I just have to see it coming into my life. I've been given a magnificent imagination. And through the use of my imagination, I can create, originate pictures in my mind. I can see myself in beautiful relationships. I can see myself experiencing wonderful success. I can see money coming to me through multiple sources on a continuous basis. You see, I dictate what I see. Do you know, Viktor Frankl was a Jewish psychiatrist that spent the war years in a concentration camp. Now, I don't suppose anyone has ever experienced more physical and intellectual abuse than those people that were in those camps. But Viktor Frankl pointed out in a marvelous book, Man's Search for Meaning, that no one could cause him to think something he didn't want to think. And you know, all the great leaders, all down through history, as far back as you want to go, have been in complete and unanimous agreement on one point, that we become what we think about. Now, why is that so? Because we have the freedom to think anything we want. We can originate thoughts, or we can pick thoughts just out of the ether. And we can internalize those thoughts. We can bring them together and build beautiful ideas, or we can build terrible ideas. But the ideas we build are going to determine the vibration we're in. And the vibration we're in is going to dictate the energy that we attract to us. Now ask yourself, what do you really want? Think about it for a moment. What kind of relationships do you want? What kind of health do you want to experience? Do you want prosperity? What kind of a business do you want? Do you know that you are the architect of your life? You truly are. And you can tap into this infinite source of supply, and it is an infinite source of supply. I think one of the most magnificent authors of the past 500 years was a man named Thomas Troward. And he talked about the spirit of opulence. And he talked about us tapping into the infinite. And he said, when you are drawing from the infinite, you can never take more than your share. Abundance is your birthright. But understand this, you will never attract into your life something that is not in harmony with you. And so if you want more, if you want greater wealth, greater health, more meaningful relationships, make up your mind right now that you're going to build the image of what you want, and you're going to hold on to that image, and you're going to stay in that vibration. This entire universe is an orderly universe. Energy attracts like energy. So just understand that the good that you want is already here. All you have to do is get in harmony with it. And you do that through your own thinking. It's absolutely phenomenal when you stop and think about it. Build the image of the world you want to live in. Watch the film, The Secret, over and over again. Go to the website, The Secret TV, because all of the products that they're offering you are going to help you alter your conditioning, change your habitual way of thinking. And when you do that, you have changed your world. I did that 45 years ago. I was just a young man, but I was given a book, and the book helped me establish a purpose for my life. It helped me understand myself. And you're going to attract according to your belief. Now, you might not really believe in yourself, But if you keep studying, you're going to be absolutely amazed with yourself. You see, our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And the more we reevaluate a situation, the more our belief about that situation will change. I want you to reevaluate the laws that govern your being. Start to understand the law of vibration. See how the law of attraction and the law of vibration are really, in truth, the same law. You can only attract to you the things that vibrate in harmony with you. I'll look forward to meeting you in open programs that we conduct, that Secret are going to promote. And I look forward to meeting you on another series of videos that this company is offering. The Secret is phenomenal. It's waking up the world. This is Bob Proctor. Thank you.
together.
We're made to live together.
I need you to be centralized, to be the pressure. Taco Bell's new Big Bell Value Menu. A new menu of filling items, like half-pound burritos and double tacos. To keep your stomach and your wallet full, think outside the bar.
Introducing Taco Bell's new handheld, the Chicken Quesadilla. Equipped with three cheeses and marinated all-white meat chicken, it supports both lunch and dinner platforms. Download the new CQ today and see how it feels to think outside the box.
People everywhere are experiencing a breakthrough.
I'm full!
Taco Bell's new Big Bell Value Menu, featuring the spicy chicken burrito with shredded chicken simmered in authentic Mexican spices. To keep your stomach and your wallet full, think outside the bun.
Introducing Taco Bell's new Ultimate Chalupa. Layer on layer of carne asada steak, guacamole, sour cream, and fiesta salsa surrounded by a crispy, chewy chalupa shell. To experience the ultimate taste, think outside the bun.
Taco Bell's new Ranchero Chicken Soft Taco. Marinated grilled all-white meat chicken, freshly prepared fiesta salsa, and a zesty avocado ranch sauce. So much great taste, you'll be floored by flavor. For a burst of fresh flavor, think outside the bun.
Taco Bell's new steak grilled taquitos. Authentic marinated carne asada steak, hand-rolled and grilled to go with your choice of dip. For carne asada steak you can eat anywhere.
That looks delicious.
The taquito or the guy?
Think outside the bun.
Everywhere are experiencing a breakthrough.
I'm full!
Taco Bell's Big Bell Value Menu, featuring the half-pound beef and potato burrito with seasoned beef and golden potatoes. To keep your stomach and your wallet full, think outside the bun.
It's the fajita grilled stuffed burrito from Taco Bell, loaded with authentic carne asada steak and grilled fajita vegetables, all wrapped in a flour tortilla and grilled to go. Ooh, fajita. For sizzling fajita taste, think outside the bun.
It's the grilled stuffed burrito from Taco Bell. Seasoned beef, three melted cheeses, sealed inside a grilled tortilla. All for just $1.99. For the affordable, heavy-duty portable, you gotta think outside the bun.
Look at us. We're the hugest stars ever.
Come on. Don't get an ego again.
I don't have an ego. I just love how awesome I am.
Warm flatbread filled with seasoned beef and cool sour cream. Taco Bell's Gordita Supreme
for 99 cents.
American innovation meets Mexican styling. Taco Bell's totally redesigned chicken enchilada. Tender marinated all-white meat chicken, slow-simmered enchilada sauce, and melty cheese wrapped up and grilled to go. Only at Taco Bell.
Here's the deal. You hate blowing money, but you want a ton of food. Taco Bell's $5 box. A cheesy double-decker taco, burrito supreme, taco supreme, cinnamon twist, and medium soda. All for just $5. Now that's a deal.
At Taco Bell, we grill marinated steak, slice it thick, then double the steak and add real pepper jack cheese. Double the steak. Double the gourmet. The new Cantina Double Steak Quesadilla. Only at Taco Bell.
In Game 1 of the World Series, Lorenzo Cain stole a base for Kansas City and breakfast to all of America. So run into Taco Bell on Thursday, November 5th from 7 to 11 a.m. to score your free a.m. Crunchwrap. Way to go, Lorenzo.
One of these is not like the others, because only one triple-doubles the seasoned beef, nacho cheese sauce, and crunchy tostada. Taco Bell's new limited edition triple-double Crunchwrap. It's one you don't want to miss.
Taco Bell's Crunchwrap is already an icon, so we put a fresh new spin on it. Marinated grilled chicken, creamy Caesar dressing, and crunchy Parmesan crisps, all wrapped up in a warm tortilla. All hail the new Caesar Crunchwrap, only at Taco Bell.
Breakfast has come out of its shell. Crisp bacon, seasoned potatoes, and cheddar cheese, all wrapped in a fried egg. The new Naked Egg Taco, only at Taco Bell.
Fries have been crinkled, curled, waffled, but they've never been nachoed. Golden fries dusted in Mexican spices with a side of warm nacho cheese sauce. New $1 nacho fries from Taco Bell. Taste what's next in fries.
It's tough to top an original, so we add it to the sides instead. It's the Cheesy Gordita Crunch you know and love, now completely new. The $5 Double Cheesy Gordita Crunch Box, only at Taco Bell.
Fried chicken isn't supposed to come in a box with a crunchy taco, a Doritos Locos taco, and a drink. And it definitely isn't supposed to be served as a crispy all-white meat shell. Guess we've got a tradition of breaking traditions. The $5 Naked Chicken Chalupa Box from Taco Bell.
Every day feels a little too familiar lately.
So we've decided to spice things up by giving away a new Flamin' Hot Doritos Locos Tacos for free. Tuesday, April 21st. Taco Bell, let our drive-thru help you get through.
The only way to beat a box of cheesy, crunchy, fully loaded nachos is more nachos. It's Taco Bell's $10 Nachos Cravings Pack. Order ahead and pick up yours at our contactless drive-thru.
Have you really watched 20 hours of Introvert Island? We'll feast your eyes on Taco Bell's Chalupa Cravings Box instead. Filled with all your Taco Bell favorites for just $5. Order ahead and pick up yours at our contactless drive-thru.
Here's another challenge.
Dad, what are you doing?
I'm TikToking.
Where can you find something crunchy, melty, and only a dollar? Taco Bell's $1 Nacho Crunch Double Stack Taco. Order ahead and pick yours up at our contactless drive-thru.
Taco Bell's new grilled cheese burrito is filled with nacho cheese sauce and a delicious three-cheese blend. And even more melty cheese is grilled on top. Introducing Taco Bell's $5 grilled cheese burrito box. Order ahead and pick yours up at our contactless drive-thru.
Hey, you have to wash Jason Alexander hoodie.
It looks clean to me.
Is it, though? Bugs off the window.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer.
You owe Jason Alexander hoodie an apology.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
Hey, that's my face. You can't just wear my face.
My mom told me to say I'm sorry.
Am I a thing now? Honey, I'm a thing now.
Damn!
Holy shit,
damn it!
Slot machine.
Huh? Win how now? Damn it!
Why is he wasting all that money in that machine?
Somehow I gotta win in that now. Go on. Damn it!
He got issues. He wasting all that money in the slot machine.
My last money, man.
Damn! He didn't put his socks in here. Hey, look at this.
Come on, man. Let's party, man. Yo, slap
machine
just took all my change out of here. It didn't give me no win. I didn't win anything. I didn't get nothing. And I put all my work, all my blood, sweat, and tears. I did my life savings in there. Sticking it as a slot machine. Sir, if you could just come down for a minute.
I like this right here, man. I'm
going to
take this and use this.
Slot machine.
And
I
show
hell
will.
Follow me.
Hey, man, let's get out of here, man. Let's get out of here, man.
6 months now.
Where's the weed, man?
Just be damn. Blood, sweat, and tears. I put all my work in.
Hold on, man. Wait a minute.
Blitzbeats.com.
Yeah, my work, baby. Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, baby.
Mr. 239. Blood, sweat, and tears. Y'all know what this is.
This is my work. This is my life work. My work. This is my work.
W-O-R-K.
So much, I put in so much, it's been like I done
took myself and drowned myself to shame for all the nonsense that I've been dealing with. A lot of people thought that they could stop me from coming in and drilling in and revealing and revealing everything I do is my work. Yeah, it's all my work. If everybody don't know how I do, blood, sweat, and tears for all y'all out there, y'all know that I keep the truth.
My work.
Yeah, this is my work. This is my work. My work. This is my work. If y'all don't like what I do, I told you again, like
hit him,
again. My work. This is my work. My work. This is my work. Yeah, yeah. My work. This is my work. My work. This is my work. My work consists of so many things. I'm talking about billions of things. Or maybe some nights I go to sleep and I work so hard that I flip myself inside out. All the things that I be sitting around wondering about, things that have me running around, trying to figure out what's hitting and coming to ground, tumbling around. Yo, so much work I do make my brain start swelling much. While a lot of people didn't think that I was gonna be representing, I told them what I do, this is how I hold it down. And if y'all think that I ain't gonna be working, you better go check your own time slot before you start talking about mine.
My work is my work. My work is my work.
Yeah, check me.
My work is my work. My work is my work.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
My work is my work. My work is my work.
Blitzbeats.com.
My work is my work. Yeah, my work is my work. This is my work. My work is my work. My work is my work. This is my work.
Blood, sweat, and tears. Yo, check it. Come on. I done worked so much that I done sweat so much. Just like I done jumped out a zillion showers. Times that I went to sleep, my mind feel like it was about to crush, cause it had so much stuff and inventions on my mind clattered. So I finally had a way to satisfy myself, had to keep on doing what I was doing, while a lot of people didn't think I was gonna be truly pursuing everything that I was gonna keep on moving, while they sitting around thinking that they J.O. Bob is more important than me. I'm talking about they J.O.B. They know about Mr. 239.
My work is my work. My work is my work. My work is my work. My work is my work.
Man, I remember, man, I used to work so hard. Time used to make me feel like, man, I'm so tired. So much blood dropping, too much sweat dropping, and the tears are dropping, my bones are aching, but then I sit back and I'm relaxing. I still be doing what it's always for me to be doing. I know a lot of people used to tell me, if you're doing something for at least 10 years, you should be able to retire soon for working for the regular reality. Basis industrial type of business. But when you go what you're doing, everybody see what it is.
My work is my work. My work is my work.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
My work is my work. My work is my work.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blitzbeats.com.
Big up to him, word up.
That's my work.
You know what it is, Blitz Beats. You know how 239 do always, baby.
It is. That's my work.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
I'm
what are you doing with this back here in your hand, sir?
Hey, man, don't say nothing, man.
Don't worry about what's in my hand and why I'm doing what's in my hand, man.
They can't keep their eyes on everybody.
You
got to
get me.
I'm running away.
Can I see the ticket in your hand, sir? You don't need no damn ticket from me.
Hey, Bob,
I told
get
you
him. It's my basket.
Stop him right now. Get him right now. Get him.
Max, we're down to our next last house. It says WIBS. I guess it stands for we're in bed. Great man, what you doing in my house, man? Me and Max are about to take you and your family presents. You wait there, all right?
Alive.
I got something for you.
Don't. And then these people celebrate Christmas. They got big trees, huge trees, all the little trimmings. Everybody got gifts, and it's my starving. And they're having a white Christmas. They have the great Christmas eggnog and the whole
nine. Pop, pop, Mr. 239 getting ready to make all the Grinches drop. Yo, with some shots, I'm licking off the top. Make all y'all feel like what's going on. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Mr. 239, WRBS, AM Fleet is here. For everybody out there didn't understand, if a grin trying to take a chance to come down to my chimney. On Christmas Eve, trying to come down my chimney. What did I do to the grin? I blasted him with my .239 rifle. Left him right there at the fireplace while it was burning smoke. And he was expecting to see a whole bunch of cookies and chips, or maybe Cindy Lou or Cindy Who from the Dr. Seuss type of magazine of the nursery rhyming. Why you dudes out there don't understand what time it is? I'm getting ready to plow with it. I'm going ready to plow with it. It's out of your head. So that's what I'm gonna do. Me and Merc 79 took the grit sled, and we took a night out of town up in the sky. Yeah. Riding around faster with it, going around Merc 79 losing his mind, tripping. Win, dude. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all you. All a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all you dudes out there. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all you dudes out there. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all you dudes and dudettes out there. Merc 79 is inside of the sled. I done called up some of my alien homies and told them, hey dude, I'm getting B on my way to you quickly. It's Christmas Eve. The aliens hit me back, beep beep, and he told me to make sure that I made the sled go through across the place to go across the globe. So I said, dude, I'm getting ready to go. And what's next? Who you got with you, yo? Yeah, I got MR.239. He's on the sled too. And we left the Grinch right there at the fireplace burning. He thought he was gonna take another Christmas again, but he didn't know about Word is Born Record Studio. Yo, now we getting ready to burn it. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you dudes and dudettes, everyone out there. Happy New Year, Happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Noel, Noel, all these whack rappers, yo, they done failed. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all you dudes and dudettes out there. Happy Merry Christmas to you dudettes and dudettes, dudettes and dudes out there. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. Noel, Noel, so many whack rappers done fell. Oh, no, what else going on here? Yeah, Grinch, you got a small heart, man. We gonna take you to the streets and dump you out out there and see what they do. You gonna probably be examining your heart. Max, what is going on right now? Bahamba.
I'm too late.
Bombers when they don't know how I was living in my shoes.
had to make a move. Done things I didn't need, I deserve to go through. Lost a lot of friends cause bridges were burned. Maybe then I would have learned that only you can be your own best friend. Friends seem to throw you off from your real dreams, cause I'll never, ever, ever, ever understand what that means. Every time I get on the microphone, the real story goes. I've lost a lot in my life, from Nate to Chloe. Once talked about my twins, they don't know. How I was living in my shoes, had to do what I had to do to make a move. My name is like a vice in the streets of the 219, middle of the map, Melville, Indiana. They done lost their minds, oh crap. Cause I ain't the same cat, no, 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 they knew way back. I didn't need no degree to make something out of me. Now all they do is talk, talk, talk. Every time I get on the microphone, the real story goes. I've lost a lot in my life, from Nate to Flo. Once talked about my twins, they don't know. I was living in my shoes, had to make a move.
So bright, like a shooting star in the darkness of the night. I've been dying to show you, to sing a melody. Tell me, baby, don't you wanna share this dance with me?
When the music's in the pocket, and by the way you do your thing, you make a woman wanna just break down and sing. I'm gonna show you how it's done.
Show it to me.
You and me, baby, we're gonna party one on one.
That's all I want.
All I wanna do is
be in love with you.
This party, baby.
Be in love.
Be in love.
Let me love you now.
Oh, yeah.
How many hearts have you been breaking with that smile?
Mm.
Do you think I'm digging? Can you get into my groove? And if you feel it, baby, just let your body move. Nothing that I wouldn't do.
I'm gonna answer every time you call. You're the one who cares. You, I will be there.
Let me love you, baby.
Hi, I'm Nick from Nick's Cigar World. This is our North Myrtle Beach Superstore, and we've got something really special and new for you, our new cigar and wine bar, which is located right next door. When you walk into our cigar bar right away, you'll notice the atmosphere. It's a very casual, relaxed setting featuring a selection of over 30 beers, many fine wines, and the friendliest staff and patrons. It's a great place to sit with friends and enjoy one of our cigars, and you can even test your golf skills on our state-of-the-art golf simulator so you can hit the links, rain or shine. The Cigar Bar is right next door to our Cigar Superstore, which features over 1,500 varieties of cigars. Please stop by and see us at one of our three locations, and we'll hope you'll visit our new Cigar Bar in North Myrtle Beach. I'm Nick from Nick's Cigar World. Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
Better than a good cigar? A good cigar at Nick's. Nick's Cigar and Wine Bar, 27th Avenue South in North Myrtle Beach.
We've always been your
Beach, your favorite place to kick off your shoes, romp in the sand, and have an ocean of fun. This summer, the sun is shining, the greens are inviting, and the excitement never stops. So pick up your phone and call for our free vacation guide and start packing for fun. Myrtle Beach and South Carolina's Grand Strand.
Feel the rhythm of Baywatch Resort and Conference Center in North Myrtle Beach. 18 bodies of water on site. Blue Room Cafe Restaurant. Fishtails Beach Bar. Sandtrap Sports Bar and Grill. Fully furnished spacious rooms and suites. Oceanfront location. Plus, minutes from shopping, dining, nationally ranked golf courses, and world-class entertainment. Either way you choose to spend your vacation, Baywatch Resort has more of the amenities and activities you love. Plus, with the Oceana Rewards Card, get free tickets to Wild Water and Wheels Water Park and other great savings. Because at all of your Oceana resorts, we give you more. More of the things you love in a vacation, free, just for staying with us. So feel relaxed. Feel rejuvenated. Feel the rhythm at Baywatch Resort and Conference Center in North Myrtle Beach.
Thank you.
Dynasty, it's time to groove. Hey, we got groove control.